American Language Course, Take 2402B. Listen. We have been talking about ways to improve your learning. We said you should listen carefully and take notes. Knowing how to improve your learning is important, but the most important thing is to apply this knowledge. We can give you a lot of planned practice. However, you need to practice on your own. You need to form a habit of listening and taking notes. Were you listening carefully to this? Let's see if you can answer some questions on what the voice said. What do you need to form? A habit. I need to form a habit. What habit do you need to form? A habit of listening and taking notes. I need to form a habit of listening and taking notes. Which is better, planned practice or practice on your own? Practice on my own. Practice on my own is better. The most important thing is to apply knowledge, isn't it? Yes, it is. That is the most important thing. Listen. You will listen to some very short paragraphs. Take a pencil and paper and write a short sentence about the main idea of the paragraph. You will now hear a sample paragraph. Perhaps nothing in the world can be accomplished without the benefit of science. Science affects everything. Consider what scientific discoveries have done for transportation, communications, and living habits. This is the end of this short paragraph. A student could write something like this. This paragraph is about the importance of science. Science affects many things. Here is another sample paragraph. One way science can be described is that it is a method of thinking. A scientist is not very interested in opinions or beliefs. He deals only in facts. He accepts only what has been proven to be as absolutely true as possible. This is the end of the short paragraph. A student could have written something like this. Science is a way of thinking. Scientists work only with facts. Write a number one on your paper. At the end of a paragraph, you'll hear, write one or two sentences on the main theme of the paragraph. Now listen to the paragraph. Early thinkers thought that problems could be solved by reasoning. In other words, if there was a problem, early thinkers would read all the opinions of great thinkers and come to a conclusion. If a scientist wants to know why birds can fly, he goes and watches birds. He makes experiments. After many experiments, he comes to some conclusions. This is the difference between two kinds of thinking. Now, write the notes on number one on your paper. Here is paragraph number two. Listen to it and take notes.
Experimentation is a scientific way of solving problems. For centuries, people had reasoned that a heavy rock would fall faster than a light rock. Finally, a man went up on a tower and dropped a heavy rock and a light rock at the same time. After many experiments, he discovered that both objects fall at exactly the same speed. He Ritchie was one of our first scientists.
Now, write your notes on this paragraph. Listen again and take notes on another paragraph. When you see a complex machine like a radio, airplane, or car, you may wonder who could have ever invented such a machine. Actually, all complex machines are based on previous scientific discoveries and inventions. You would need a book to write down all the inventions and discoveries which have been used to make a product such as a car. Now write your notes. Listen. You have heard two sample paragraphs plus three paragraphs. You should have some notes on your paper. See if you can answer in complete sentences the following questions. Answer my questions. How do scientific discoveries affect everything? How does science affect transportation? How does science affect your way of life? Is a scientist interested in opinions or beliefs? How does a scientist come to a conclusion? Which rock falls faster? One that weighs 10 pounds or one that weighs 5 pounds? Who actually invented our modern car? Listen and repeat.
What does scientific proof mean?
It means that experimentation has been done.
I don't quite follow your reasoning.
Well, we can use a contest between two small boys to explain scientific proof.
What do you mean?
What do two boys do if they want to decide who runs faster?
They race each other.
What do they do if they want to decide who can jump the highest?
They have a jumping contest, I guess.
All right. That is scientific proof. If you want to know something, you experiment and find out.
I see. And the results of those experiments are scientific proof that one boy can run faster or jump higher than the other.
That's right.
This is the end of tape 2402B.